Major funding for Only a Game is provided by Oliver Wyman. Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals serving global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. On Tuesday, former NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue disagreed with his successor, Roger Goodell, who had invited Tagliabue to handle the appeals of four current and former New Orleans Saints players who'd been suspended and fined in connection with the Bountygate scandal. Tagliabue said Goodell's findings were essentially correct, but, curiously, reinstated the players and vacated their suspensions and fines. Joining me now is Josh Levine, executive editor of Slate magazine. He's been writing about this brouhaha for Slate.com. Josh, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you so much, Bill.
You have written that Paul Tagliabue, quote, kneecapped Roger Goodell. So, after Tagliabue's report, does Goodell have a leg to stand on?
I don't think that he does. There's been kind of difference of opinion here. The NFL would like you to believe that Tagliabue affirmed Goodell's decision, and their kind of post-appeal commentary was, you know, he agreed with us that there was a bounty system here. He agreed with us that the players did what we said they did. The only small difference is that he decided that our suspensions were completely out of bounds. And to me, and I think to a lot of other people, we think that that's a fairly large distinction to be made.
Paul Tagliabue didn't say that Roger Goodell's investigation of the bounty scandal was unfair, but you've concluded that this is, in fact, the message in the Tagliabue report, right?
Yeah, if you read the full ruling, Tagliabue goes through very carefully and outlines that precedent wasn't really followed here. There were similar pay for performance schemes in the NFL before, perhaps not as egregious, but he found that the precedent before in the league was to just fine the teams players had not been suspended for doing kind of similar parallel things.
I've read that some people believe the disagreement between Tagliabue and Goodell was scripted because Goodell wanted to be able to back out of those suspensions. Do you think there's any truth to that?
Kind of a hilarious conspiracy theory, isn't it? And Drew Brees is one of the conspiracy theorists. He has said that he thought it was staged, that Tagliabue was brought on to basically allow the NFL to wash its hands of this and have Goodell still say, well, you know, I was trying to be tough, but, you know, other people came in and overruled me. I think that it's pretty absurd. And to suggest that he wanted to be overruled here seems a little bit farcical.
On Wednesday, Saints linebacker Jonathan Vilma went forward with his defamation suit against Goodell. Are we close to some sort of a mutiny in the NFL?
Probably among the Saints who are. I don't know if it's going to extend across the league. You know, you've heard some from Patriots fans saying, you know, we told you back in 2007 with Spygate that this guy was out of control and was overreacting, and you're only listening now. You know, we were out in front of hating Goodell. But I think what the Saints showed here is that if you have a union, and the players do have a union, that there are some, you know, ways that you can fight back and counteract the commissioner, even though he is given such broad powers by the collective bargaining agreement. And so I think other players might look at the Saints and see that they have the stuff in their toolkit.
Josh Levine is a senior editor at Slate Magazine, and along with NPR's Mike Pesca, he co-hosts the weekly podcast Hang Up and Listen. Josh, thanks very much for speaking with me.